This is the Elena Zmierman. I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Bank will give $34 million to provide jabs for more than 2 million people in Lebanon after the country recorded one of the steepest increases in transmissions worldwide. Bangladesh receives 2 million vaccine doses from India, with the government saying it plans to start inoculating the population of 168 million next week. Shanghai authorities began evacuating a residential neighborhood near the historic Bund Riverfront and ramp up testing after Chinese officials discovered at least 3 new cases there. United Airlines reports it took a $7.1 billion loss in 2020 compared with profits of $3 billion in 2019 following the devastating pandemic to hit travel. More than 2 million people have died of the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has been the hardest hit in the number of deaths, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The U.S. has also been hardest hit in the number of cases, followed by India, Brazil, Russia, and the United Kingdom. And the mayor of Russia's capital announced a significant easing of restrictions, saying that last week's average of 2,000 to 4,000 new infections a day was significantly less than in late December. And for the first time in a decade, global transfers of football players dropped from the previous year, and transfer fees plummeted by almost a quarter due to pandemic financial restraints, reducing player movement worldwide. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. U.S. President Joe Biden was derided as too entrenched in Washington, too hesitant to campaign during COVID, and too old. He's 78. But he has outmaneuvered doubters to become the 46th U.S. president. Kamala Harris smashed through one of America's highest glass ceilings, becoming the first woman, first Black American, and first person of Asian heritage to be appointed U.S. vice president, blazing a trail in the most diverse White House ever. In a dramatic about turn, the new U.S. administration vows to remain a member of the World Health Organization as President Joe Biden warns the worst of the pandemic is still to come and the number of American coronavirus deaths are soaring. A rare twin suicide bombing leaves at least 20 dead and wounded on a bustling commercial street in the heart of Baghdad, security forces are saying, rupturing months of relative calm in the Iraqi capital. China congratulates President Joe Biden on his inauguration and calls for a reset in relations between Beijing and Washington as the new administration brought an end to the fractious term of Donald Trump. President Joe Biden commits the United States to rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, blocks an oil pipeline project, and freezes Arctic drilling in a raft of executive orders signed just after he took office yesterday. In China, barriers still enclose Wuhan's notorious seafood market, one of the few immediate reminders that the city was once the epicenter of the coronavirus. And this pandemic, as we know, has changed the world. Twitter has locked the account of China's U.S. embassy for a tweet that defended China's policy toward Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang, which the social media platform said violated its stand against dehumanizing people. China's foreign ministry said it was confused by the move and that it was the embassy's responsibility to call out disinformation and clarify the truth. The Chinese embassy account posted a tweet this month that said Uyghur women had been emancipated and were no longer baby-making machines, citing a study reported by state-backed newspaper China Daily. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.